more comfortable than you've been yet? Can you speak to that? Are you feeling that?
Yeah. You know, I feel like, you know, over the past couple of weeks or, you know, whatever it's been, you know, I've gotten a lot more comfortable out there with, you know, what we're doing. And, you know, I think, you know, everyone else has too. You know, it seems, you know, it's still not perfect. You know, there's still some things that we need to correct. But, you know, it seems to be going in the right direction right now.
Sam, what did you do during the bye week, the 2 weeks there? You seem to have really straightened some things out since then, even with missing the time. What did that period do for you?
You know, I think it just allows you kind of a chance to just step back and look at it from a different perspective. You know, I'm not sure I changed a whole lot. I think, you know, like I said earlier, I think I'm just getting more comfortable. You know, I feel like my feet have been much better. I feel like my pocket movement has been much better. You know, and I feel like when I play with my feet in rhythm, you know, good things usually happen. And I feel like the past couple of weeks, my feet have been pretty good.
The vertical game was there today. What happened to get that going?
You know, just kind of the coverage they were playing today. You know, they weren't playing, you know, it was kind of like a quarter slash zero look for some of the run stuff, but, you know, there really wasn't a deep safety in the middle of the field most of the game. So, you know, they were challenging us to throw it downfield, and, you know, we wanted to take some shots, and, you know, fortunately we hit a few.
You kind of like seeing that, right?
What was it like watching Ertz, like, on that 41-yard catch and run, you know, down to like 18 or something like that? How big was that?
Oh, that was huge. You know, you call that play thinking that, you know, you might get four and get the first down, and, you know, he probably gets pushed out of bounds, and then, you know, we got first and 10. But, you know, for him to make the catch and run that he did, you know, that's just a bonus, and it was pretty cool. I mean, it looked like he was never going to go down. And, you know, it's plays like that that, you know, really get us going and kind of spark us.
You have to kind of like the quarterbacks kind of like seeing that defense, right? When they can count it as real deep, right? I mean, that makes
yeah.
Sense.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, we haven't seen a whole lot of it this year. You know, it seems like everyone we play tries to keep everything in front of us, you know, and make us put together long drives. But, you know, today they were giving it to us.
Is that what they showed when you watch them on film?
A little bit, yes.
More
so today. I think, you know, their game plan today was kind of designed specifically for us.
The third down sack, what happened there?
You know, I got to know that it's going to get down to the 2 minute, you know, regardless, and, you know, got to throw it away. You know, I don't know how many yards I lost right there, but it's critical right there. You know, just a mental mistake. You know, should have thrown the ball away when there wasn't anything there.
Sam, how much higher a level are you playing at now than you were, say, the first 4 or 5 games of the season?
You know, I don't know. I think it's kind of hard to say, but, you know, I do feel better out there. You know, I feel more comfortable out there, you know, more confident, you know, in what we're doing. And I think as a quarterback, when you're confident and you're able to just kind of let things rip, you know, that's when you play your best.
There's a lot going on this week, Sam, away from the field with playing Shane's, you know, coming back. As a player, did you just have to just put that out and just focus on the Bills and their defense and stuff and not worry about all the other stuff going on?
Yeah, you know, I think that's been what's been really special about this team and this group for the past 2 weeks, because, you know, I know there's been a lot of noise from outside the building, you know, especially after the Thanksgiving Day game. But, you know, it doesn't seem to affect us. You know, I think everyone did a great job of just staying focused and not letting any of that, you know, add anything extra to the game. You know, I thought our preparation this week was great. You know, and then to go out there and get another good team win tonight, it's huge.
Just how important is it to know that you have the destiny in your own hands and it's on your own control now? I mean, even the less next week games or playoff games, essentially. But you see that your own destiny in your hands. How nice of a feeling is that right now?
Yeah, I think that's all you can ask for. You know, obviously to start the year the way we did and kind of dig ourselves in a hole, you know, it was unlikely that we would be in this position this late in the year. But, you know, for us to, like you said, control our own destiny, you know, where we don't have to depend on anyone else, you know, and if we take care of our business, we'll end up where we want to be. I think that's all you can ask for.
Two more guys.
Hey, Sam, once you know you're coming back to the lineup after 2 games where the team has given up 45 points each game, lost, and now you know you're coming back, do you try to take any more on yourself, or do you try to just kind of slide back into the way things used to be before you went out? I mean, kind of put us in the mindset of what a quarterback takes on himself in a situation like that.
You know, I think more than anything, as opposed to, you know, changing anything on the field, I think, you know, the past couple weeks, I've just tried to provide leadership to this group. You know, I don't think that you can let what's happened in the past affect the way that, you know, you prepare for a game or alter your style. And, you know, I think that's when you start trying to force things that aren't there, and that's when bad plays happen. So, you know, as far as my play on the field, you know, I've tried to keep that pretty much the same.
Is this how you expected it to look, the offense, you?
Yeah, I still think there's some things that we can do better. You know, I think that we can perform at a higher level. You know, obviously we're still not great out there, but you know, I think this is what I envisioned as far as us winning as a team. You know, what we've been able to do the past 2 weeks, you know, to put two wins together. You know, I think that's kind of what everyone was really looking to see.
All right, guys.
Thanks.
Yep, thank you.